Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, star reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. The Clara M., last of the old clipper ships, with Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen aboard, pushes her way southward to Panama through a swirling wall of fog. Strange and mysterious things are happening aboard the Clara M., for once again the Whistler, legendary sailor lost overboard many years ago, has been heard prowling about the decks of the old vessel. As our last episode ended, Jimmy, leaving Clark Kent to pursue his investigation on deck, went below to his cabin to get a flashlight. As he rummaged in a drawer for the flashlight, he heard... But wait. Listen.
That's funny. The flashlight was right here in this top drawer. I'm sure I...
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Holy mackerel. Now what have I got into?
Oh.
Gosh, what'll I do? I better light the oil lamp. There, that's better. Huh. No one in the cabin, but they're still here. Gosh. Sounds like a lost soul or something. Where's it coming from? Seems to be coming from that wall, from inside the wall. There's no door there or anything. Someone or something inside that wall. If whatever it is could get in, it can get out. Come out, whoever you are, come out. Come on out, I said. The moaning has stopped. Whatever was moaning must still be inside that wall. Maybe I better try a little trick. Come out or I'll shoot. You heard me. I've got a gun and I'll use it. Okay, you asked for it.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
What the... Oh, a mackerel, a kid. Say, who are you and how'd you get inside that wall?
That sliding panel. Ain't you got eyes? I've been living inside there ever since this rotten ship left port. And I ain't no kid. I'm 14.
Oh. What's the matter with you? What are you all doubled up like that?
Can't
for?
You do nothing but ask questions? Can't you?
Oh. Oh, I see. You're the one who stole the roast chicken. You're the Whistler.
Oh, my stomach.
Gobbled the chicken up too fast and got indigestion, didn't you?
What's killing me? Can't you do something?
Oh, maybe I can. There's a medicine chest in this cabin, and I think I saw some bicarbonate of soda. Wait a minute. Yeah, here it is, all right.
What'll it do?
Kill your pain, I hope.
Oh.
So you're the one that's been causing us all the trouble. You're the whistling stove.
Oh.
Here, drink this down.
What's it taste like?
Never mind that. Drink it down. Every drop of it. Come on.
Okay, you don't gotta rush me. Oh, that stuff tastes awful.
Finish it.
Give me a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
You'll feel better in a minute. What's your name?
What's it to you?
Now, look, fella, you're not going to get anywhere acting tough.
I'll act the way I like.
You've caused us enough trouble. Whistling in the darkness and scaring the sailors out of their wits. Why did you do it?
That's my business, pal.
I think it'll be the captain's business, too. Mr. Kent. Come on. You're going up on deck with me.
Oh, yeah? I ain't feeling so good, and maybe I still got pains in my stomach. But I still got enough left in me to hand you one on the bazooka. I'm not going nowhere with you.
That's what you think. Come on.
Stay away from me, or I'll let you...
You'll what?
Just this. Oh, hey, let go. Let go, my little finger. What you doing? Oh!
Just a little jujitsu trick Mr. Kent taught me. Now, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to force you?
I'll come quiet. Oh. Wise guy, huh? You see, I can't even stand up straight, and the kind of I got a stomachache. You get tough. Makes you feel like a big shot, don't it?
Stop whining and come on. We're going up on deck.
Sure. We're going on deck. But we ain't going to get up.
Ooh.
Bounce that off your chin, big shot.
You took me off guard. You... Hey, come back here.
Go jump in a lake.
Come back here. You can't get away. You're bound to get caught. Come back here, I think.
Take your hands off me, you.
Until you see Mr. Kent. He's on deck here somewhere. probably at the other end of the ship. Now, come on.
Listen, you, maybe you think it's up because you got me with that jiu-jitsu business once. I can handle five guys like you. Now, go on, say it.
You can't get away, so you might just as well come along quiet.
I've had all I want out of you.
Oh, see that one coming in the fog. So you want to fight, eh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I... Come back here.
Hey, you little... Hey, let go of my ear,
I'm
you.
I'm taking you to Mr. Kent if I have to take you on a stretcher.
Say, you!
You call that a punch? Try this one.
Oh, not bad. How do you like that? There's more where that came from if you... No!
Come on, get up. And don't tell me you slipped.
Hey, call me off balance, that's all. I'll get you for this. I'll bust you in half. I'll put you...
Take your hands off my throat.
You're bending me over the rail. You got it right, pal. You're going overboard. And you're going right now.
Then you're going with me.
That's what you think, you little... Hey, let go.
I can't save myself.
Let go of me. We're falling. Where are you?
All right. Right here. Strike out for the ship. She's moving away from us fast.
I can't. I can't swim.
Can't swim? Holy mackerel. It's all right now. I got you. Just take it easy.
We're going to drown.
We're not going to drown. Get up. Stop talking.
We're going under. Stop.
Maybe that'll teach you to keep your mouth closed. Hold on to me. Put your hands on my shoulders. I'm going to try to make the ship. Hold on. Our only chance, kid.
You, Mr. Kent?
Yes, Barnaby.
Well, I've roused them in out of the forecastle. They're searching the ship for the Whistler again, and they'll find him this time. You may lay to that. What were you doing just standing here?
Why, I told Jimmy I'd meet him here at the forward companionway. He went down to his cabin to get a flashlight.
Flashlight won't do much good in this fog. It's getting thicker.
Better than matches.
Mayhap. Didn't see no sign of the Whistler, eh?
No, not a sign of him. I can't imagine what's behind all this, Barnaby.
No more can I. But we'll find out when we lay our hands on him. And that won't be long from now, I'm thinking. Good thing, too.
You mean the crew?
Aye. The Whistler was the reason behind that mutiny we had a couple of days ago. The men are scared, Mr. Kent. They're calling the Clara M a haunted ship. If we can lay our hands on the Whistler, why, we can prove to...
Wait a minute.
What?
Shh, quiet. Thought I heard someone running along the deck up forward.
Huh? I didn't hear nothing. Fog is a peculiar thing, you know. Sometimes make you think you hear things.
Wait, don't you hear... I can't be sure, but... It sounds like voices.
You're keen hearing if you can hear voices in this fog, Mr. Kent. I can't hear a thing.
Well, all the same, we'd better get up forward. Come on.
Yeah, right through here.
Sounds as if there's a fight going on. Hard to tell, really.
Yeah,
fog.
You can't believe your ears in the fog. I'll lay to that.
Well, I want to... Wait.
Now what?
Barnaby, I may be hearing things, but if that wasn't a splash, as if someone had fallen overboard, come on.
See anything up over there?
Well, not a thing. But if someone fell overboard, why...
Who'd be falling overboard, Mr. Kent?
What I mean is, if someone, one of your men, had caught up with the Whistler and there'd been a fight...
Read your canvas, Mr. Kent. You're imagining things. No one knows a fog like an old sailor such as myself. And I'm telling you, it's been playing tricks with your ears.
I dare say you're right.
We'd best keep looking for the Whistler. You come along, sir. The men may have found it by this time. Hey, what are you looking all through the fog for?
Nothing. Only I've got a feeling that... Oh, never mind. Probably just imagining things, as you said. Come on, Barnaby. Let's keep looking for the Whistler.
Make it. You ain't getting nowhere. Just keep your head. We'll make it all right.
We will, huh?
Look at those riding lights on the Clara M. They get further and further away all the time. Look, the fog's closing in around here.
Take it easy.
Be quiet.
I won't.
Look, we can't see the lights no more. You'll never get to the ship now. We're going to drown, that's what. We're going to drown. Help! Help, we're drowning!
You stop struggling. How do you expect me to swim if you stop it? Or we'll both go under.
We're going to go under anyway. We're done for. Done for. I can't swim for the both of us. We'll never reach the ship. It's gone. We can't catch up to it.
Stop it. Stop struggling. You're making this a lot harder. Out your arms. You're strangling me. This is the only way.
Oh.
Now you'll be quiet. There. Up on your back. Hand under your chin. And now to try and make the boat.
Will Jimmy succeed in reaching the Clara M? And will he manage to save the unknown boy stowaway? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.